listening tonight, and there's feedback in on the listening and on the air.
Yeah.
I was,
really?
Yeah.
You mean like a buzz? Or
Feedback
means like, an echo, but there's...
No.
What an echo.
There's a little bit of a buzz?
Yeah.
Well, that happened with our portable soundboards, but most of the time it's...
You pay your electric bill?
Well, if we hadn't, you wouldn't hear anything.
Do you pay your microphone bill?
that's Chuck, yes.
You got to pay your bills, Neil.
Now you tell me.
No wonder.
Hey. We had a big birthday this week.
Big birthday? Who'd we have?
Big birthday. Okay. I don't know.
The owner.
Oh, that's right. The owner. An operator.
Oh, you fell for that too?
Happy birthday.
Well,
Happy birthday.
So here's the deal. My birthday's in November. I don't like to celebrate my birthday. Everybody says you have to celebrate. So, okay, I'll celebrate on St. Patrick's Day.
Bingo.
So that's when I celebrate my birthday, on St. Patrick's Day.
There you go.
No, celebrate. It's your birthday.
It's your birthday.
My birthday's in November.
Is it?
My birthday's in November.
But you celebrate on St. Patty's Day because you don't like people telling you when to celebrate your birthday.
Yeah, I don't. I think birthday. I don't have any problem with anybody else's birthday
except yours.
Yeah.
You don't like getting old?
I don't have any problem getting old.
So why don't you care about celebrating your birthday?
Because I think it's stupid. I don't like it, but for some odd reason, I love. When I sold cars, I sent all my customers birthday cards.
That's probably somebody right now texting and wishing you happy birthday.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. You had me all goofed
Chuck
up there.
Chuck and Kathy.
Yeah. Well, happy birthday to you, Chuck and Kathy.
Okay, so this boy left. Chuck Etzler said this guy left New Knoxville after his sophomore year.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Isn't that neat? He's coaching NCAA.
He could
be the only...
Yeah, that's awesome.
I think Ron May did. Ron Niekamp never did.
Not.
He was a D2.
He probably never got into Big Boy, did he?
No. Could have if he wanted to, I'm sure. Somebody would have hired him, I'm sure, with his record, but that isn't what he wanted to do.
I wonder if he ever put his name anywhere. I wonder if like a guy like Ron Niekamp. What about Tim Goodwin? Think Tim Goodwin ever calls around and says,
I would say he could even get a Bowling Green MAC job just by calling up and saying, hey, I'm available.
I think I remember. Now, this was years ago. He was rumored to be offered the Mason job.
Mason.
Was that
Mason?
Right?
Down in Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. You know, that's the biggest school in the state.
Yeah.
Oh, is it? I don't know.
It was at one time. But then so was Middletown. I think Middletown was like,
still that's big.
Yeah. Now,
there's several big time Cleveland, Columbus, Cincinnati teams that.
Probably five, 10 years ago, he would have probably been looking at it. Probably now.
Now he's a principal. He's making 100 grand.
He's good to go.
Well, and you know, he'd have to move and all that stuff. Yeah, I am absolutely convinced he could name a school and call
he could
him
name
up
a high
say,
school.
Yeah. And call him up and say, I'd like to coach there.
You think I could name a turkey company?
Yeah.
Say.
Yeah.
You know everything about turkeys.
Well, I am a professional handler of domestic fowl. I've been at it for 42 years. Hire me.
Tyson
don't have turkeys. They're chickens.
Chickens?
Yeah. Well, you said, did you say turkeys or something?
I don't know nothing about chickens. I just said poultry.
So.
Really?
And,
really know nothing.
Swift Premium. They were big down in North Carolina.
Swift Premium. Very good, Neil.
Well, my dad worked for them for a little bit after he retired and went down there and did the same thing he was doing here.
I'm a bullfrog, man.
my dad retired, went down there, and then worked for Swift.
Went for Swifty.
Ain't that neat?
Retired from here. And, of course,
he used to go.
He didn't get treated quite as
was
good.
Was it Culp?
Culp is still in business.
Is he?
Yeah.
I remember we used to send turkeys up there.
That's right. Very good, Fee.
That was back in my turkey catching days.
Hey, another thing while we're picking on you.
Okay. Uh-oh. I didn't realize
that. We're picking on Neil. Let's pick on Neil.
Yeah, might as well. Why not?
So, Trevor's commercial. Huh? The music's too loud.
Trevor. Oh, on the.
Yeah.
Okay, we can fix that.
Turn top the music.
Right. Yeah, loud? I didn't even pay attention.
Yeah. I'm yeah. picking on you, Anna.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
I love you, but I'm just yep. saying.
I sent it to him. He didn't say, hey, it's too loud. It's easy to fix.
Oh, maybe he likes jamming.
He likes to jam.
Maybe he does.
Could Is be. The music loud in the shop?
Nope.
Did you, Rob Weaver?
Yeah, me, Rob Weaver, yeah.
You had Rob Weaver.
Yeah, I always listen to Rob Weaver.
I used to listen to Bill and Bert or Bill and Rocker for like 20 minutes.
Yeah,
you couldn't get mad at him.
You couldn't go much longer.
No, I mean, they were 20-minute show.
Yeah, they're 20-minute.
It was on for an hour, but you could only listen for 20 minutes because they're so stupid.
Yeah. They?
All of you.
Okay.
Yeah, all three of you.
Huh. Yeah.
Even Rocker.
He's an idiot.
Okay. I would say he was the smartest one in the bunch.
Well, there ain't no doubt about that.
I wouldn't call him an idiot.
It's baseball season. Me and you went to scrimmage the other day.
We did.
That was good.
Yeah.
How'd we look? I talked to Jerry. He thought we looked pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought we did too. We put a new pitcher out every inning,
yeah.
which was good, I think.
Yep. So what was your assessment of our pitchers?
Good. I thought they threw. I watched the foot kid and watched a little while, but
crazy kid threw hard.
Yeah, he threw. Man, it's I'm out in center field in the golf cart. Yeah. It's a little tough, but you know what? It's going to be a fun year.
Oh, I think so too. I think we're going to have fun.
Yep. Put the ball in play.
We hit the ball a little bit. Wind was blowing 100 mile an hour straight.
160.
Yeah, straight in.
I think Jerry was saying that foot had. I think he in three innings, his highest pitch count was 8 pitches.
Yeah, we'd always shoot for 12. If you get 12 pitches in an inning, he had great night.
One guy got a hit, and he still only threw 8 pitches.
That's pretty good.
In the inning.
Yeah. That's throwing strikes.
It makes a difference when you got 100 mile an hour wind at your back.
Yeah,
than it does in your face.
Yeah.
But he's got a chance to be a solid.
Yeah, he'll be all right. I think he can help. He's going to help a bunch.
Absolutely. They open up. Next Monday, 31st.
Week from Monday. Not next Monday.
Well,
yeah.
So not quite 2 weeks.
At Salina, and then they go to Adams Central. Ooh, that's a new game on the schedule.
Adams Central?
Yep, Adams Central.
Yeah.
Huh.
It's up Adams. In Monroe.
We're still playing South Adams?
Yep.
Yeah.
Doubleheader on
chicken
it.
Chicken dinners are.
Yep.
And then the girls open up next week.
Yep. Thursday...
We're going to have a next week.
Yeah, it's going to be terrible.
The week before, so a week from tomorrow, I believe is when we are proposing to have our first girls softball broadcast.
Mm. Oh, and the St. Mary's home game?
Yep. Kurt Wendell is planning to do that.
We open up Saturday at 9 a.m. doubleheader with Franklin Monroe.
At Franklin Monroe.
Yep. Those and then we away. Open up at and we go to Anzonia on Monday. So they go right in the frying pan.
Oh, they go wide open, don't they?
Yep. Hopefully the weather cooperates, but it's going to be cold.
Yep.
High in the upper 40s, so
you can get,
bundle up.
You can get 20, 25 games in.
Yeah.
We'd get 25 games in a day. We'd work our butts off over
there. Yeah, and then you could always schedule later.
Try to reschedule. Nice reschedule, days. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yep, and there's...
Our state years, we probably had 25.
Oh, yeah, we was at least games.
Yeah, we won. We went wide.
Once the actual scheduled games were over, you play one or two games in there too, just to get things going.
It's going to be fun. Fun to watch.
Absolutely.
Softball. I think softball is going to be okay.
I think they're supposed to be decent.
And I go to all the baseball games, so I don't see the softball very often at all. Just occasionally.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've come a long way in the last 2 or 3 years. Our girls are pretty tough. And, you know.
Pitchers? We got a good pitcher?
I think we've
got.
Yeah,
got one of them Homan girls, right?
Yeah, and Tebby is back.
Tebby, yeah. That'd be good.
I think we've had last year we had 3 pitchers and 2 of them are back this year, so good. If I'm not mistaken. So, you know, we should be solid.
Gotta have pitchers.
Are we MAC good? Who knows?
Who knows?
But we've proved over and over that you don't have to be MAC good to go to state. You know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, that's right. We got a coaching opening in the MAC. Coach Fisher resigned.
I seen that.
Cold water. Fish. Coach Fish, good boy.
A really good guy.
That'll be an interesting hire if they go outhouse, if they go, you know, if they... You know, Coldwater has notoriously just went next man up.
Yeah.
Kept it in the program.
So who do they have? I don't know anything about the rest of their coaches. I have no idea who they are.
I'm trying to think who his assistants have been.
Yeah, I know it.
Is there anybody over there that's pretty logical? I don't know. So
blocking now. Block, call us.
Yeah.
No, I got it.
Yep. So, and there might be somebody that isn't necessarily on their high school staff. Could be somebody kind of down there that's teaching the young kids and
Hoskins. Yeah, that's their. I think he was a varsity assistant.
Yeah,
I think he would be like.
I'm sure anybody's name. Yeah.
But I'm sure that. I mean, that's a.
Well, they're going to have to get if they don't get a lot of people wanting to coach in the MAC, I'll be really surprised that our
that's a great job.
Yeah, just a tough one though.
Local
they lean football teams. And they lean baseball.
Yeah. I was listening to PG14 today, and Blackford hired Tri-County North's football coach.
Oh yeah,
yeah. And he lives in Hartford City.
Yeah.
So he drove to Tri-County North.
All from there.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He's happy, probably.
Yep. So he's going home. He's an older guy, I think.
Yeah.
Now Jay County has a boys.
Jay County's got one coming in.
Football too, right? And basketball jobs open.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I didn't know
that. The football one. Did they fill that?
I don't know.
I think they did.
Oh, did they?
I think so.
I remember hearing somebody's name.
And I can't remember who it was, but the...
That fell through.
Oh, it did.
NFL. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The night they were going to do him, something happened.
Yeah.
They were going to approve him.
Yep. Okay.
The Blackford County guy, Steve, I think he was the AD at Jay County for a while. Steve Boozer. I couldn't think of his name. Yep. And he was at Jay County. He went to Blackford.
Yep.
Then he went somewhere, Dry County North. Yep. And then he came back Blackford. So
he's back.
But my understanding was he's always lived in Hartford City. Not always, but for the last.
You think he went to the Dirty Movies?
Hartford City.
Oh,
my dad always did.
Oh, yeah. What? Probably knew your dad then.
Hartford City, wasn't it?
Hartford City is where everybody went to the Dirty Movies. City. Now think about the times changed. Mom and Dad would go to Hartford City. I think Geneva had a Dirty Flick.
They had one there.
It always had a fence around it. You couldn't.
Yeah.
And the screen was always pointed towards the fields.
Yeah. So you couldn't see it.
But they always had Dirty Movies. Huh? Hartford City, Geneva. They were probably. I mean, they were still when we ran around, weren't they?
I would say. We were. Yeah, I'd say probably.
But I don't remember.
You guys didn't go.
I didn't go to any.
No, I never going there.
Nope. This is the first time I went to.
8 o'clock show start.
Yeah.
Chuck and Kathy. there's a lot of coaching changes, and there's a bunch of them. We'll see how that all rolls around. Yes, we got us a good one.
We got a good one.
And I think second, third, and fourth choices were probably pretty good.
Wasn't too bad. Yeah, I said pretty good.
I don't know who any of them were, but I'll bet you we had some really good ones. I have several people that kind of were on my radar and didn't make it, but I'm a big supporter of Wes, and I think everybody knows that, especially Wes.
Yeah, I think he'll be.
Because every time I saw him, when you're coming back to Fort Recovery.
Did he have that time? Did he say when he was, has he got any chance of getting back here? Looking at houses now, probably, or?
No idea. Didn't ask him that.
I'm sure he's going to come back.
I'll move into a tent in my backyard. He can have my house.
They don't want to go in your house.
Across from me.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
There.
Yeah. Brunswick.
Yep. How about Grandpa and Grandma's?
Oh, yeah.
Charlie's.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, Janie might be looking to downsize.
Yep. Hey, shout out.
Shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Ivo Wendell.
Ivo, what happened?
Ivo took a header.
Took a header.
Broke his neck.
Yeah.
Did what?
Ivo broke his neck.
Oh.
Had surgery yesterday.
I didn't hear a thing about that.
Same thing Janice did.
Yep. But so.
Took a noser.
He's at the garden, so make sure you send a card to Ivo. Everybody send Ivo a card.
Ivo's the best.
So we love Ivo. And
absolutely.
And, we're thinking about Iowa. John Will, any update on John Will?
Haven't heard anything.
Nope. The only thing I knew about that was I saw something on Facebook, so yeah. I have no idea. Yeah. But Iowa hadn't heard anything.
Unbelievable family, John Will.
John. Oh, yeah.
That one picture where they're all the grandkids, and yeah. I just loved it. Yeah, I love those pictures.
It's awesome.
That's some good people. Yeah,
that is good people. So we're praying for both of you guys.
And we lost an old barber.
Hooley.
The hooligan.
The Hooley man.
Freak. 92. Hooley had a good run.
That's a pretty good run. And he had a fun run, too.
We had a lot of fun with that guy.
We did.
I know he had fun, but I had a lot of fun just being anywhere around him.
Oh, man.
He was just one of the greatest people ever.
Yeah. The Elks took a hit this week. Hooley and Jim Niekamp.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And them were two of the great, two really great guys in the pro shop. And,
yeah.
And, yeah, they're just wonderful people. And we
Hooley and Cat Stomin every Saturday afternoon. Yeah. We had a couple matches with them boys.
Yeah, and then Dan Eifert's daughter-in-law died this week. That's sad.
That's really sad. Man. Yeah.
Terrible.
That one hurt.
Yeah.
More good people.
Yep, more good people.
I didn't know her, but sort of knew her husband, but yep.
Let's take a break. We're going to come back, talk March Madness.
March Madness!
All kicks off tomorrow. Well, it kicked off.
Kind of.
Yeah, but tomorrow at noon she kicks off. So we're going to come back and we're going to make our picks.
Sounds good.
Sports Talk presented by
the Wayne IGA.
Lent is here and Wayne IGA has you covered. Stop by their deli for some of their famous freshly fried fish. You can get dinners with two sides or buy it by the pound. Call ahead at 375-2865 for larger amounts. They'll have their fish in the deli every Friday all the way through Lent. And check out their frozen foods section for their fish, shrimp, and even more meatless Lent options. Let Wayne IGA make your Friday dinners easy this Lenten season. Just stop by their deli and pick up what you need.
Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. Business owners and farmers, are you concerned with the economy and where things might be headed? That's why it's important to be thinking about your 2024 and 2025 operating monies. Come see our newest addition, my son Tyler and I, for the best value in the market. Because operating costs affect you every day, and it's nice to have a friend helping you navigate those current market challenges. See us for a free review. CSG Consulting, your partner in planning and the fundamental things. 419-852-4049.
Here's an easy way to feed your family on a busy night. Just call Miracle Lanes at 375-4274 and let them take care of it. Whether you want wings, sandwiches, subs, their fried goodies, or their awesome pizza, just call them and they'll make it for you. Why work hard in the kitchen after a long day when Miracle Lanes is just a phone call away? And you don't want to miss their very popular all-you-can-eat Friday lunch buffet with salad bar, pizza, breadsticks, and boneless wings. And be sure to call them to book your lanes for birthday parties and other occasions. Miracle Lanes, great food and lots of fun. Stop by and see Corey and Jared today. Fort Recovery High School baseball team is having a barbecue chicken dinner on Saturday, April 12th, and you can pick up the dinners from 11 to 1 at the new baseball facility. The varsity baseball team will be playing the Ansonia Tigers, and our Lady Indians will be playing the Jay County Patriots that day, with both games starting at 11 a.m., so bring the family out to the games that day and enjoy the barbecue chicken and the baseball and softball games. The tickets for the chicken dinners are just $10 each, and you get a half a chicken from Wendell's Barbecue, plus applesauce, chips, and a roll. If you're not going to the games, you can just drive through and pick them up. You can contact any of the high school baseball players for tickets, and you can also get them by contacting Wendell's Barbecue at 375-4074. Don't miss out on the baseball team's barbecue chicken dinners this year, available on Saturday, April 12th from 11 to 1 during their home baseball game with Ansonia and the girls' home softball game with Jay County.
All right, we're back here. It's March Madness, Fee.
March Madness.
March Madness. Have you filled a bracket out?
I have not.
You haven't filled a bracket out?
Not yet.
We got the old, our family does a bracket.
Bracket?
Yeah.
Cody usually does one for us, too.
Cody's out. He bought a new car.
He got him a car. He's worried
about
his car.
Happy.
Did he get a top wrench?
His wife's happy.
His wife's happier.
Yeah, she's happier. She's driving it.
Yep. All right, so here's who I got. So if you're writing these down, first of all, I have three locks.
Three locks.
So go get your money out of the bank. And I sent this to my brothers.
Bet these in?
These are three first-round locks.
First-round locks to win.
No. Yeah. These are point spreads.
Okay.
So what you want to do is you want to get in your bank account and get a $50 bill out.
Yep.
All right. And then you want to bet tonight. Texas, you want to take Xavier minus two.
I like Xavier.
All right. And then you're going to win that bet, but you're going to parlay. We're going to have a three-team parlay. And then tomorrow, all right, we're going to take Louisville.
Louisville.
And they are minus two versus Creighton.
Creighton.
All right.
Watch out.
Wow.
All right. And then you're going to have two in.
Two wins.
And then the biggest lock in NCAA tournament history is coming up right now. You're going to thank me.
I'm ready.
You're going to thank me. You're going to say, how can I reward you for this pick?
For all this money I made.
The biggest lock in the history of the NCAA tournament, I'm giving to you right now. Write this down. The Akron Zips catching 15 versus Arizona.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So you're going to take a three-team parlay, Xavier, Louisville, Arkansas. I bet $130. It pays me $920. So you're going to bet
Xavier,
bet
Louisville.
$65. Akron. It's going to pay you $400.
Nice.
All right.
Xavier, Louisville, and Akron.
Xavier, Louisville, and Akron.
So what?
But what I'm going to do is this.
What's the seeds with Akron and Arizona State?
I want to say Arizona. I want to say 12-5, something like that.
Yeah, probably, you know? All right.
But I love Akron. I've seen Akron play about four times.
So they're plus 20 or plus 15.
Plus 15. Thank me.
They may
thank
win.
Thank me. No, they're going to win this game.
They may win this game.
They may win the game. You may take the money. I'm going to think about it.
Money line?
Yeah.
Ooh.
But I already bet the bet. I already made the bet.
Yep. This bet here.
Yeah. And then I've got like $360 in my account. All I got left. Account's getting a little
depleted.
Everything I have will be on that game.
On the Akron game?
Everything. And if you, everything you got, Neil.
That's Patchy's buddy.
So you're going to.
Yeah,
Jim guy Gross.
Coached the, Jim he coached Gross. The yeah. freshman at Jay County.
Jay County, yep.
So,
Jim Gross.
So some of it you're going to put on them winning, and some of it you're going to put on them beating the point spread.
I'm thinking about playing the money line. That's how sure I am of this game. But they may not win. They could choke it away.
Yeah. But at least they're going to be within 15, and you're going to win money.
That's my pick. That is my lock.
Locker room.
Lock and load, boys.
I like it.
So if you're out there listening, the Akron Zips. Now, they may get beat by 40 because I usually don't win any bets.
But, wow.
So my final that four, turned. I got Auburn. I got Auburn in Auburn. The final four. I got them playing St. John's.
All right. John's?
Auburn, St. John's, and I got Auburn getting to the finals.
I got to find them. There we go.
All right. And then on the other side, I have the Dukies from Duke.
Duke.
And my upset, because everybody, you got to have an upset.
Florida's, everybody's heavy duty on Florida.
You're
going to be saying they're going down.
I'm saying I'm taking the Fighting Illini.
Ooh, 60.
Yeah. Call me an idiot.
No, I like
you're
that.
Idiot. Thank
I
you,
like
Neil.
That. I like that, idiot.
And then I got Duker beating Illinois, and I got a final of Auburn Duke.
Duke wins.
And
it
as
all.
Much as it hates me, I hate Duke.
Duke wins it all.
I kind of do, too.
But I'm going to say...
I'm a Kentucky fan, and I'm required to hate Duke. Myself.
Yeah, you have to. And I am going to have the Duke Blue Devils. In 3 weeks, cutting down the net.
Cutting down the net.
Yep.
I surely do hope they are nowhere near that.
I hope you're right.
I'm with you.
I hope they're sitting in the top row of the stadium.
You must be in the top row.
Top row.
Yep. Yeah, that's who I got. So
I like
remember, Akron Zips are my big lock of the first round.
No doubt win.
Yep.
Well, no doubt Matt getting the point spread.
Getting the point spread.
Take the 15.
The whole shooting match.
Yeah. It depends how I'm feeling.
Who are you thinking about, Fee?
What do you got?
Or do you have some head and or heart picks? My heart's always Kentucky, but they might get a game or two. But
I don't like that. I'm thinking.
I don't think they're going deep.
Any Big Tens? Other than Illinois? I don't know. I mean, Michigan State's playing at a high level.
Yeah.
Izzo's
and
always.
Izzo's.
Michigan and Wisconsin.
You don't count
UD
him out.
UD up by 13.
UD.
Follow the bouncing ball.
What day? That was like a two-pointer or something, wasn't it?
One. They were catching one.
They were catching one?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's at Florida Atlantic.
Oh. Yep. Good.
Guy probably should have put a little money on that game.
Could have been a good one.
But, you know, we're not that
smart. I may have to go to Vanderbilt.
The Vandy boys.
Yep. Vandy boys in.
But move your heart. I'm okay with that.
Yep.
I'm okay with that.
I may bring them out to... That might just ruin my whole bracket. Take them all the way out to Final Four.
Yep. Why not?
Hey, how's your nephew? How's he doing?
He is...
Oh, they're playing already, aren't they?
Oh, yeah.
They're probably 15 games in.
I think he started last night. Did he do it? Did he have any?
He didn't start last night, but the weekend he did.
Okay.
But he went 1-for-4. And then the other kid, and him and this other kid has been battling.
Yeah.
As freshman. Well, the freshman hit Grand Slam last night.
Oh, hello.
Whoa.
So that not helping his cause.
Yeah,
anymore.
Well.
But they're battling.
Yep.
He's getting to play once in a while, so.
Yep.
He was playing all the time, but I think this new kid's pretty good. But I just like to see him get going again.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So is he... he plays second base?
Second base.
Yeah. So could he move to somewhere else and still play?
I don't know.
Could he pull a Pete Rose and play every position?
Peter Edwards.
If he was hitting wide open, he probably would be somewhere. But
yep.
Yeah, you're going to get a bat.
He's only batting about 210 right
He'll
now.
He'll get there.
Ooh.
Early.
It's early. That's right. But they're winning. They won quite a few games.
Oh, yeah. They got a hell of a record.
So they're hanging in.
They played like 20 games already.
Oh, yeah. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even think about it. And I saw something on Facebook about somebody, and there were 15-5. And I'm thinking, what?
Yeah. It's incredible.
So next week, we want to get Kerry Shane on. Coach Shane.
Coach
Shane. Girls softball.
Yep. Oh, that'll be good.
And then the following week, we will hopefully get Coach Hank up here.
Yeah.
And get ready for the baseball season. And
yeah.
And great time. This weekend's great. Thursday at noon, belly up.
A lot of basketball.
Hoops heaven.
Big old box of
hoops.
Pop heaven.
Watch the game. Is he going down to Dayton to watch any of the
Friday
games?
Friday night, I'm going to go to Brian Regan, the comedian.
Oh.
He is at the Nice Warner.
Nice Warner.
We got a big group going.
He's pretty good.
Thank you. I've seen him twice. And I love him. I've seen him in Indy, and I've seen him in
Indy. Seen him twice.
Yeah.
I've only seen him on TV, and he's funny.
He is very clean. Funny. He's a PG, and it's great. And then we're going up there Friday. We got 12 of us going up. And then Saturday is a coin toss. I wouldn't mind going to go watch Marion. You know, I'm just Marion now.
Ain't all Rushi or?
Rushi's going, they're going to kill him. I'm not a big Rushi. I mean, I'm out on Rushi.
Yeah.
I'm out. They're out.
They're going through a lot of wins.
Oh, yeah. They're Rushi, but I'll take Rushi and give 26.
Yeah, they'll kill.
Wow.
Yeah, they're going to wipe. And Marion's going to beat the shit out of that team, too.
I think you're right.
Marion caught fire at the right time, man.
Marion's been good all year, though. Yeah. You know what?
They're solid.
You know, play great, you know, physical. They just beat the crap out of you.
Yeah.
We hung strong with them in that second time we played them. But, you know, they were just...
They wear you out.
Yeah, yeah. They do. They wear you down.
Yep.
If the referees are letting them bang, you ain't beating them.
They're just big,
strong, and they got some kids who can shoot the basketball, which is something that...
How about Anna? How'd they do? I didn't even pay attention. Did they lose the next game, or did they...
Yeah, they beat Tri-Village.
They did beat Tri-Village.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was... I would have...
Marion beat them.
I would have said Tri-Village would beat them by 15, and that didn't want to happen.
They hit a shot to buzzer and beat Tri-Village, which I love, because I hate Tri-Village.
Yeah, that's perfect.
I love Tri-Village.
Why?
I like those little towns like ours.
No.
I like them a lot.
Nope, I'm out on them.
I like Rushi. I like New Knoxville. I like those.
Don't like Tri-Village.
Tri-Village, good.
I like Tri-Village.
I don't like them.
They suck a lot of players in around down
there. They got good players. I don't know. I'm not a big fan of their coach.
He cocky.
Yeah, that's okay. His son's a little cockier than he is, but still.
Mm-hmm. Some people say I'm cocky.
You are, but you have every right to be.
I'm 60.
You have every right to be cocky.
Once you get that old, you can't be cocky.
No more cocky?
Nah, you're out of your cockiness.
Yeah. Can't do nothing.
I'm 75. I'm just getting into mine.
Are you a little cocky?
Last week I started being
did
cocky.
Did you really?
Yep.
I've heard a lot of people say, Neil's cocky.
Yep.
He's cocky all of a sudden.
Why is he so cocky?
Turns out he's cocky.
Because I'm awesome. That's why.
You are awesome.
And just wait till my beard starts getting a little stronger.
Big.
It is big.
I don't know if I'm going to keep it or not. I didn't long enough yet to tell if I'm going to.
I got my yard sprayed yesterday.
Your spray? All right.
Yep. So last night we had a Cooper hog banquet up in Paulding Extension Building.
Uh-huh.
And we had a guy from Ohio State, soil guy, and he talked about the watershed. And that's the smartest man I ever heard talk.
Is that right?
It was the smartest. It was so good. Neil, we should have him on here.
I'm good with that.
This guy... He was so good, I could understand what he was saying.
That's not when it's something that you don't really know anything about, and they start telling it, and you understand it. That's incredible.
Great. And the people
don't come around very long.
Farmers up there, and there's a lot of young farmers, it's their dads and their boys take care of the hogs. And the questions that they asked this guy was unbelievable. I mean, these guys, there's a lot of smart conversation last night. And this guy...
He had answers.
Yeah. He had answers, and the guys would fire right back at him, and it was really... It was... I sat there, it started at, we ate at 6, and it got over like a 10 till 9, and I freaking loved the whole thing.
It was awesome.
For some, for me who has no...
Yeah.
But he talks about... He put this map up of the Maumee watershed.
Yep.
Okay? Mm-hmm. And that is from... Toledo, all the way through down to us.
Yes, Salina is about the breaking point.
And it shows like different, it shows the rainfall the last 60 years. And the average rainfall. And how much. And in the last 9 years, the rainfall has all increased. There's no question. And it's just. It was so good.
The guy's studying it.
The guy was smart. And he, Neil, we're going to get him up here.
Do you want me to try to get a hold of him? Get me his name.
I'll get you his info.
Or do you want to get it to Jack? That might be even better.
Get him down.
Because it is really good to listen to talk. And it was just,
the Maumee watershed that and ours isn't, but just knowing how that stuff works is a big deal.
The Maumee watershed is us. It runs all the way down. It goes to Fort Wayne, Maumee River, runs all the way down. I took a picture of it.
Now the way I've always understood it.
If we ain't in it, we're damn close.
Yeah. The what I've always understood is Salina. Part of Salina goes north, and part of it comes south. I think it's maybe the Wabash watershed or something. But
I don't know.
But we're close to it. But even just understanding that somebody that knows that stuff and not just read a book and quoting phrases.
Yeah. Well, somebody like actually farmers, knows. What do they ask about?
The farmers, it's all about phosphorus. It's all about, phosphorus is the big thing.
Yep.
And how you can.
And the runoff, all that stuff.
The runoff, the proper time to plant, the proper time to cover crop, the why you cover crop. And it was just, the whole thing was just interesting.
Yep.
And he talks about, the size of the tractors now and the way it packs the ground down. And
another thing that's really important is the guys that were asking him questions, he had the answers.
Yeah.
You're saying. So.
And everyone would say, great, he'd say, great question. And then he would fire at him. And they'd fire back at him.
Yeah, because he knows those are the questions people need to ask so he can explain what's really going on. And people like that don't come along very often. Well, most of the people that are quote-unquote experts, they're just saying stuff.
There's so much ahead above you, and it's like you can't run anymore.
No, I agree with you.
Shit. Yeah, when they talk over your head, that's not good.
No, this guy was excellent. So.
Huh.
We're gonna get a guy up here to talk watershed.
Watershed. Let's do it.
Yeah, and he said he was in. Anybody wants to get, you know, he said this is my passion.
He loves
talking
about it.
And, yep.
I'll be damned.
So, all right. So next week we're gonna try to get Coach Shane up here.
Coach Shane. Yep.
Everybody have a great weekend. March Madness.
March Madness.
Tomorrow noon.
Hope everybody's brackets are still intact, unlike last year.
They're not busted yet. Yeah.
I think last year, 85% of the people
were dead the first day.
Had two of their two of their final four out.
We should do a Sweet 16.
We should do a Sweet 16.
Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
We can make everybody pick it.
Yep.
We can even put point spreads in it or something.
Yep.
That sounds complicated. I hope you guys are taking care of that.
Oh, we got her. Okay. You're smart people. We're smart.
Yeah, but...
Very smart.
But you have to be smart and have the time to do it.
Toby Metzger.
And decide you want to do it.
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Right.
Oh, you're going to make Toby do it.
Okay. He's great at that.
And then... And then Chelsea will win it, like she usually does.
Yeah, he cheats.
Yeah, he sets it all up.
How does he cheat when he doesn't know who's going to win?
He cheater. Toby's a cheater. Huh. Chelsea cheats.
Yeah,
I'd say Dax cheats.
Erica
she cheated. Wins. She cheated. All the girls who win cheat.
They always win.
Guys don't cheat.
No. We're just stupid. Cheaters.
We are dumb.
We go by logic.
Kathy Hetzler, she's a cheater.
Oh, she wins every year.
The guys go by logic. The girls go by the mascots' names and the colors of their uniforms.
Yeah, Kathy Hetzler don't. I guarantee you. She knows more about it than we do.
I know she knows more about it than I do.
That's right. For my good friend, Mr. Harold.
Yes, sir.
The owner, operator, and birthday boy.
Yep.
Happy birthday.
Hey, I had my green eggs on St. Patrick's Day morning.
And are they delicious?
Yeah, tastes just like regular eggs.
Ham too?
Green scrambled eggs, no.
Green eggs and ham?
I started doing that before I'd ever even heard of green eggs and ham.
Eggs sound good. I could eat you like egg sandwiches?
Yeah.
What do you like?
I just do scrambled.
Don't put jelly on.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
I just do scrambled eggs. That's only eggs.
You don't dippy eggs?
No.
No dippers?
No. You're not? I just like scrambled eggs, and they got to be really, really scrambled. They can't taste like eggs.
Scrambled eggs. You like them burnt, kind of, or what?
No. I just
fluffy.
I like them scrambled. Fluffy's really good.
Fluffy.
But I like them scrambled.
I love them at about 2:30 in the morning. Scrambled. My wife hated me.
Yeah.
Make me some eggs. Scrambled eggs.
Oh, a good fart.
Oh, I need the crap out of them.
So,
what do you mean? I don't understand what you're talking about.
Well, if you just take an egg and throw it on the grill and whip it around a little bit, don't like it. It tastes like an egg. If you take an egg and put it in something, shake it real good, or put it in a bowl and scramble it like crazy and then put it on there, they taste completely different.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of.
Well, you haven't tried it both ways then.
Scrambled eggs. Gotta scramble.
So now one thing that I've...
Here's how I make a scrambled egg.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I take like three eggs, put them on the oven.
Grill or pan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I take a spatula and I just keep moving them.
Keep moving.
That might scramble them enough.
Keep moving.
But I put milk with them.
Ketchup?
No, you don't. Or half and half?
No, you don't put ketchup on scrambled eggs.
Not while you're cooking them?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I eat them after I got them.
So when you couldn't buy an egg, I thought, well... I'll do what I've done in the past, and I had to go to Dayton, so I stopped at Gordon Foods and got some frozen liquid eggs. Yep. And they turned out pretty good.
Not too bad.
Yep, pretty good.
Not too bad.
And I have them in right there ready to go. So.
Ready to roll.
Yep.
Xavier, Louisville, Akron, make your bets. You're going to make money.
Thank you, Fee.
Yes.
He's in. You in or out?
I'm in.
XLA.
We will see you, hopefully, Coach Shane, next Wednesday night.
Next Wednesday night.
And then we'll talk Reds baseball.
Ooh.
Because we open up Monday.
Ooh.
Wow.
That's right.
Can you believe that? We're 7 days.
We're about there.
It's opening day.
Play ball.
We're talking baseball. Dun, 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 dun. La, da, 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 da. What's the name? How's that song go?
I don't remember. I don't even know the name of it. I can't remember. That's the first time I've heard any part of it for 20 years. So
we're talking baseball.
That was an actual real song. It wasn't just a commercial, was it?
No, I think it was. Wasn't it?
I think you're right.
I think.
I don't know. I don't know what it was, who it was. Don't know nothing about it.
I'm going to look it up. Bet
here, Bobby.
I'm going to turn YouTube.
What happened here?
We're talking baseball. All
right, so you ain't started yet.
No, 9:10.
So I hit, what do I hit here, Bobby?
See, we got to find, we're talking baseball.
Spread, total, money line.
Oh, here we go.
I just want spread, right?
I think this is it.
The comics all the while. That's it.
Rock and roll was being born. Marijuana we would scorn. So down on the corner, the national pastime went on trial. We're talking
baseball.
Willie, Mickey, and the Duke is what it's called. Baseball.
The man and Bobby. Yes, log in.
The scooter, the barber, and the nuke. They knew them all from Boston to Dubuque. Especially Willie, Mickey,
and the Duke.
What a great, that guy's got a...
Well, Terry Cashman. That name sounds familiar. Beginning, one Robbie going
out, one coming in. Next time we get Hal on, that's how we're opening the show.
Remind me. I'll forget that.
Yeah. Mike was the only one winning down in Washington. Baseball.
Lazuski Campanelli.
Yep.
Lazuski Campanelli.
Are you betting a parlay or are you just going with this one?
Mickey and the Duke. I haven't heard that in decades. My old friend, well, he swore
he was the Oklahoma kid. Are you, what do you want? You bet that parlay? Yeah. All right, so we're going to take Louisville.
Anything you want to say before we fade her out, Bobby?
Yeah, we're going to, me and Pete's making money, folks.
All right.
I mean, this is unbelievable. We're taking off work the rest of
the week. XLA. That's your bet.
There you go. For my good friend, Mr. P. Neil. We'll see you next Wednesday.
Yes, sir.